I conclude here, and I want to give the floor to Antonio Papisca. Antonio Papisca is UNESCO Chair for Human Rights, Democracy and Peace at the University of Padua. Antonio.
Yes.
Reflections on my personal experience of music in a double capacity, as an amateur fiddle and as an academic who tried to mainstream music across university courses and organized structures. It is a witness, very short witness, for what I do hope will go on also to foster intercultural dialogue aimed at producing new shared cultural expressions and developing a universal culture of human rights accordingly to UNESCO Convention of 2005 on Diversity of Culture. Now, I am very happy that music is entering our studies here in the field of human rights, a multidisciplinary field. Thanks to Musicians for Human Rights, and especially thanks to Julian Pfeiffer. I'm very, very grateful to Julian. Let me briefly present some excerpts on my musical experience. When I was 16, I made the first experience of playing with an orchestra in a theater. The first piece in the program was the symphony of the opera Giovanna d'Arco by Giuseppe Verdi. When I was sitting in the Golfo Mistico, the orchestra pit, I felt like embraced by my companions, players. In the Golfo Mistico, in the orchestra pit, the space is narrow, but music does transcend it. I felt as lifted over a large wave, which was extending in an infinite space, where my companions were carrying me with determination towards a secure harbor. Gratitude and solidarity. So it was a moment of socialization by music. I consider a faculty meeting, how many meetings in my long academic life, as an orchestra playing a symphony, sometimes also with cacophonic sounds. But I want still to believe that a faculty meeting is like an orchestra. Very, very briefly. University of Padua. We are in mid-70s till the early 80s of last century. When time was dark here at the University of Padua because of harsh and violent ideology confrontations among both teachers and students. I was the dean of a faculty that was like a battlefield. In 1980, a student asked me to be the co-supervisor of his thesis dealing with the musical policy of the Republic of Venice in Padua in the 16th century. He played the sweet flute, the student. We launched a call across all departments of the university for setting up a musical ensemble. So the vice-rector already referred to this enterprise. The idea was successful and the Concentus Musicus Patavinus was born. The first expense charged to the university was for buying a spinetta. In the academic senate, the rector did not know anything about music, but because it was a non-violent request in a violent time, he authorized the expense upon proposal of the poor dean of the Faculty of Political Science. So music across the different faculties of the university started with buying a spinetta for Baroque music. So music is a cultural expression. Music is culture. Producing music, playing music, listening music, enjoying and sharing music is making culture. It is participating in the dynamism of humanism. Music is a yardstick, a very reliable yardstick of human integrity because it permeates the whole human being, heart, emotions, feelings, spirit and body, soul and flesh. Music is not an exclusive property of men and women. I mean, it does not rest with their exclusive creativity and enjoyment. The trees produce music. They sing, especially under the breath of wind. The birds and other animals produce music. Some of them are good, very good singers, in some cases better than certain soprani and tenors and bassi. The great Antonio Stradivari was used to walk in the forest of Paneveggio in the Dolomites region to listen the music coming from the red spruces, I imagine like an immense organ, before choosing the wood for his amazing violins. Among the arts, music is the most wholesome. Look at its incarnation in the dance, where music is the body and the soul of men and women. Look at how a violinist, a fiddler, fill his, her body with the body of the violin. At the same time, music is the most impalpable, the most immaterial, the most spiritual of the concrete reality. Music marks history. I would say it is a history maker all over the world as an instrument for cultural identification, political participation, religious services, for coronation ceremonies, national anthems, wedding march, funeral march, military march, for therapy, torture, economic exchanges, market, nationalism, fundamentalism, intercultural dialogue, poetry, etc. Finally, music and human rights. Both belong to the reality of the universal. U is capital letter, universal. Both share the same creative and empowering potential. Both transcend rules, but both need rules, their own rules. Both are urged, I would say ontologically urged, to enjoy and develop and transmit the humanist conjunction kalos kai agathos, the beautiful and the good, for more human and peaceful relationship. In the 130 international legal instruments on human rights, starting with the Universal Declaration of 1948, there is not a specific right to music. Music is included in some more comprehensive rights enshrined in the Universal Declaration and in two international covenants on 1966. I refer to the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, Article 18 of the Universal Declaration. The right to freedom of opinion and expression, Article 19. the right to education, Article 26, the right to cultural participation, Article 27, I read the text, I quote, everyone has the right freely to participate in the cultural life of the community, to enjoy the arts and to share in scientific advancement and its benefits. Everyone has the right to protection of the moral and material interests resulting from any scientific, literary, or artistic production of which he is the author. I could quote also Article 15 of the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, which refers to the right of everyone to take part in cultural life. In the system of the United Nations specialized agencies, the UNESCO has specific competence in the field of music. One of the many ways of thinking about music and human rights is to find out structural homologies between them. For instance, music is an individual and collective reality. Human rights are individual and collective. The musician-composer is a ruler, a free standard setting. The United Nations is the main standard-setting entity in the field of human rights. The musician-player implements musical rules in a free way. The human rights defender implements human rights instruments in a similar free way. I'm concluding. My very short reflection. Music provides opportunities for active participation in an orchestra, in a choir, but also by listening in a concert hall or in a square. Human rights advocacy and protection mobilizes groups, organs of society, transnational movements, as provided by the United Nations Declaration of 1998. So I am emphasizing some legal instruments to refer to. Conclusion. Thanks to the inspiring cooperation with musicians of human rights, the musical mainstreaming of music in the musical mainstreaming in the University of Padua and in the European Master for Human Rights Democratization in Venice will develop within the academic agenda for a new plenary humanism which emphasizes the respect of the inherent dignity of all members of the human family and the commitment to construct positive peace in the global space of the world. Thank you. Thank you.